Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720, WGN, John Landecker at 836. Welcoming to the program, Rick Kempfer. Hello there, Rick.
Hello, Rick Kempfer, Prospect High School, class of 1981.
Okay, guys and gals and people who identify, I don't care what your binary is, you don't have to say the year.
Oh, okay.
You don't Rick right now is a publisher.
Yes.
Yes, but he not always a publisher, and was my producer on the radio for 10 years. He's also the publisher of my book and also the co-author, Records Truly Is My Middle Name, which, by the way, Rick, want you to know, I bought a digital copy and sent it to my producer, good old What's-His-Face, and I have not heard anything, that any feedback that he read that book whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just can't get good help these days, you
know? I'm telling you. Rick is the also the author of something called The Producer's Handbook.
The Radio Producer's Handbook.
Radio Producer's Handbook.
Why didn't you buy me that, John?
Well, because it's first of all, it costs more. I don't know
you
how
don't
to get
a don't get a royalty check from that.
I don't know if is that on Amazon, Rick?
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, look at your email. He also wrote a book called Father Knows Nothing,
right?
A novel called Severance,
yes,
which was really I'm not going to explain the plot right now, but it's very cool. And he and his publishing partner, Dave Stern, also, by the way, have published books for, amongst others, Roger Badish, Joel Daly, Bobby Skafish, and a bunch of other people. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about a book that are updating called Every Cub Ever, New 2021 Updated Edition.
Right.
Explain, although the title is
kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah, but I don't think people get the impression, or even if the title is self-explanatory, understand the minute detail to which you have delved into this to make a list of, when he says every cub ever.
Yeah,
that means every player that ever donned the Cubby uniform, even if it was for a day or
right.
a week.
Going
right?
back to 1871, even if there's even, I think, one or two players that never got to bat, that just, you know, were pinch runners for one day.
And they're in the book.
And they're in the book. Yeah. There's 2,200 plus players in there.
I mean,
and the thing that I am proud of about it is, it's not just like their stats, you know, which you can find on, you know, Baseball Reference or whatever.
Sure.
I actually researched each of these guys to find a story about them that I could tell that would, you know, make them more human. Hopefully I succeeded, you know.
Oh, I think you did. Oh,
no,
I think you did. How long did it take you to get the... Now, this is an updated edition, so...
Yeah, the update takes about a month, but the original book, which came out in 2019, took me about 10 years to write.
Unbelievable. So. Unbelievable.
It's a dedication, John. It's a dedication.
That's what some people might call it.
You know, when I turned it into my co-publisher, Dave... His first comment to me was, "Have you ever kissed a girl?" Which I think kind of puts it in perspective a little bit.
Well, you're not alone in Chicago,
no.
and even in the United States, and even in the world, for crying out loud, for people who have devoted their entire life to the Chicago Cubs, whose parents and relatives and grandparents and generations have gone back for, you know, decades and decades and decades.
Yeah, that's true.
Have followed a team that for years just lost everything. But not so much anymore. Not so much anymore.
You know, the thing that's been great about it, just I've done a lot of events, and this is our top-selling book ever.
I believe it, yeah.
But, you know, I've talked to Cubs players that bought copies of the book and wow. You know, broadcasters. And I went up to visit Pat Hughes in the booth last year, 2 years ago, and he had it in the booth.
Wow.
So like, that's cool.
How? Yeah. Gee, Rick, how'd you feel then? Huh? could you speak?
I might have been a little. I don't know what the word would be for that.
Understandably, yeah. Though, I mean, yeah. That would blow my mind. It's like the where you go to the source of your most favorite inspiration and find out that there's someone there who. You've never met who knows you and has work
Tom
in
Ricketts,
front of them.
Tom Ricketts, I was at a game right after this book came out. Tom Ricketts found out what my season ticket seat was, came over and got me and brought me down to his seat and to watch the game with him one time.
Oh, my God. How awesome is that?
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought that was great. So he had he read the book?
Yeah, I gave him three copies of it. So I actually sent him three copies of it. So.
Good PR move there, Rick. Good PR move.
Didn't want him to sue me.
That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to see. Initiative.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have three sons.
I do.
And Bridget, I don't know how she puts up with everything.
We don't know either.
You know, not only the sons, but this... fascination with Cubby Blue is...
I'm taking son number three tomorrow to the game.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, they're doing well, too, aren't they?
Yeah. They're in first place right now.
How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's becoming a regular thing almost. we're going to talk some more with Rick Kempfer, publisher and author of Every Cub Ever. And the new 2021 updated edition. And when we say Every Cub Ever, we're going to get into some specifics of Every Cub. When we come back on 720 WGN.
Hey, take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
720 WGN, quick quiz. Who's singing? Anybody?
Is it
anybody?
Sinatra?
Yeah, and...
Gene Kelly.
Yes, Rick Kempfer for the lead. That's who they are. Okay. Rick Kempfer, author of Every Cub Ever, new 2021 updated edition, which we're going to get to eventually. But I got to tell you.
Available at Eckhart's Press. Get that in there.
Spell it, please.
Eckhartz Press.com.
There you go. So, some of Rick's most memorable Cub moments are the result of losing our jobs.
That's true.
Okay? So, let me make this real quick. So, we're all working at this one radio station doing a morning show. I'm the host, along with some other people, and Rick's the producer, and we get fired.
Yeah.
Which allowed you to do what?
The firing story is that happened to be right at the time of the 2003 playoffs, so I got to go watch the national championship. What is it called? The National League Championship Series.
Yes.
But the other story is from '98 when we didn't get fired. We got kind of demoted, and they told us we could never have guests on again.
Yeah.
I got all depressed, and I took my we had two other producers. I took the three of us out to the Cubs game, and we went to an afternoon game, and it just happened to be the day that Kerry Wood had 20 strikeouts.
How about that, folks? The brighter side of being cut off at work. All right, let's talk about some of these Cubs.
Okay.
What about this Cub that played, that was in the Civil War? Not played in the Civil War, but was in the Civil War.
There were actually two Cubs that were in the Civil War.
How's that possible?
Because, you know, the first season of the Cubs was 1871.
No kidding.
So if you think about it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's but there weren't many Civil War veterans, but there were two. You know, the Cubs have been part of society ever since, and so every little thing that happens in society also happened with the Cubs. There are World War II veterans, World War I, Spanish-American War. Every major conflict has had at least one Cub.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, there have been uplifting stories, tragic stories.
Yes. You know, I actually wrote a poem for this updated version.
Well,
would you like to hear it?
Of course. I think we all would, wouldn't we, kids? Yes! Yes, Uncle Ricky!
The theory of this poem is, you know, Tinker, Evers, and Chance got into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Based on the fame of the poem that was written about them by Franklin P. Adams. Well, I always thought that was kind of unfair because the third baseman in that infield was named Harry Steinfeld. And the only reason he didn't get in is because his name didn't rhyme with anything.
Have you fixed that?
So I've written a poem about him. Ready?
Yeah!
The poem by Franklin P. Adams definitely enhanced the Hall of Fame chances of Tinkers, Evers, and Chance. But the other name in that infield has been lost to time. Just because Harry Steinfeld's name didn't rhyme. He hit for more power, he drove in more runs, he made fewer errors, and when the game was to be won, they leaned on Harry Steinfeld, the World Series MVP, though his name was a mouthful, depriving immortality.
All right, we got that? Good, that'll be a great promo. Thank you, Rick. I'm serious. We can make that into a promo. That's really good. He was the MVP?
He was of the 1907 World Series.
The 1907 World Series. I mean, it's just... And where did you discover all this, about this guy?
I started researching in 2008 because it was the 100th anniversary of the Cubs winning the World Series.
And your website was called Just One Bad Century.
Exactly. And I was convinced that that was the year. Well, obviously it was going to happen that year. It was 100 years. God does these things, and he decided that was going to be the year. So I spent the whole year researching the Cubs, and at the end of the year, wah, wah. And I had all this information, so I just kept going and kept going and going, and then before I knew it, I had a book.
And what is the updated version?
What do you mean?
What's it updated with? I mean, these are more recent players, obviously.
Yeah. Exactly. One of the other things I do in the book is I kind of go through like important days in history.
Yes.
And see what the Cubs had done on that day and who was the big star of that day. For instance, on the day Neil Armstrong walked on the moon in 1969, Ron Santo hit a game-winning home run against the Phillies.
There you go.
It's like that.
There you go. I mean, imagine.
It's a little nerdy.
No. I think it's great. I mean, imagine how you can amaze your family and friends with these. Neil Armstrong. You know, on that date, just happened to Ron Santo. I mean, what? Give me another one. Give me another one.
Let's see here.
Yeah.
Flipping through the pages here.
Some great moment in history.
Let's see. A positive
moment.
The Lusitania was sunk in 1915. Vic Sire, the first baseman, hit 4 RBIs. And the Cubs won 8-4.
This may be the greatest book ever written. Do you have it broken down by that, or are there? I mean, do you have to? Would like I have to find that player chronologically before I learn about his?
Yeah, it's all in alphabetical order by player's name. So
gotcha.
That's why it's a little hard to find some of these historical facts.
Well, that's all right.
Top of my head.
So you'll need to obviously update this book forever.
That's the plan. Wow. I'm just looking at another guy here that you might find interesting.
I'm sure.
It was Jack Harper.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager of the Cubs at the time was Frank Chance. And he traded for this guy because he had been beaned by him 12 times. This pitcher had beaned him 12 times. So he traded for him just so he could destroy his career. And he sat him on the bench and he never played him.
Oh, my God. Have you ever thought of doing a podcast with this thing?
It's not a bad idea.
Oh, I'm serious. This is like gold. Just look. I mean, it was, you know, who wouldn't want to hear these stories? I would.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. My wife doesn't like hearing them. But
Well, how many times has she heard them? I mean, come on.
Probably too many.
And so have your three sons followed you into Wrigley, so to speak?
Just my youngest. The other two...
I know Tommy doesn't
baseball.
Care. Yeah, right, Tommy. He's too busy inventing the computer. So.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Well, my youngest son, Sean, is he's my Cub-panion.
My God. All right. every Cub...
I'm sickening you.
Yeah, but I knew it was coming, so I wouldn't have it any other way. Rick Kempfer, author of Every Cub Ever, new 2021 updated edition. Once again, Rick, where do we get the book?
Eckhart's Press, EckhartzPress.com.
It has 100 new entries, 150 new notations, and my favorite, more. So,
and a poem.
And a poem, which we have first. You heard it here first. We're the first broadcast facility to have that poem.
That's right.
And you're going to be hearing it again, folks. Rick will be out somewhere. Hey, Rick, I heard you doing a poem again tonight on Landecker Show.
Make it famous. Make it famous.
Hey, yep. Thanks, Rick. Say hello to everybody.
Thanks,
say hi to everybody. Rick Kempfer, everyone. Really cool guy, and I'm telling you, that's a great book. If you don't want it, I bet you know somebody who does.
One, you know, you want top dollar, speed, and ease for that quick turnaround because selling and buying.